Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone.
Welcome to today's edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC. And I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. I sometimes get emails asking, why do I keep repeating who I am? Well, we get a lot of new listeners. Some don't know who's talking. And of course, like with any radio show or any TV program, they always announce who they are just, you know, as a matter of information. And that's why we keep doing it. Today, we've got a lot of things happening here on the broadcast. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of gunfire. A lot of security officers have been shot. One was recently, just in the last few days, shot at a medical facility in New Hampshire. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a few minutes. And I want to bring back an old subject that I taught upon maybe 3 or 4 years ago called whippets. I'll tell you all about what they are, what you should be on the lookout for while you're on patrol, and how you can spot the illegal substance. And also, we're going to talk today about the upcoming year. 2024 is just now a matter of, well, less than 6 weeks away, and we certainly have a lot planned for the new year. So, aren't you glad that you have tuned in to the Private Officer Beat Radio? Well, I'm glad. Remember, you can always stream the show 24 hours a day at iHeartRadio Security Police News, and you can even listen to our very first episode, which goes back almost 20 years ago. You can also read our breaking news every single day, 24 hours a day, fresh, right off the press, at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Follow us on social media. We're on both Facebook at Private Officer International and Twitter, hashtag Private Officer. And you can follow us day or night and learn about what's happening not only in the security industry, but also in law enforcement, in crime, retail, so on and so forth. I really believe that next year, 2024, is going to be quite the year for our profession, for my businesses, for myself. And many of you know, especially if you are longtime listeners, members of the association, that I have had some medical issues, several operations over the last 18 months, still dealing with some of the problems. You know, it's just part of growing old. But I do want to tell you that if you're a diabetic, take it seriously. You can die from being a diabetic. You can die from diabetes. As a medic for many years, working along some of the best in the EMS field, I have seen a lot of calls for diabetic emergencies. And, you know, you treat the patient and you move on, but I am that patient now. So if you're a diabetic, please check your blood sugar every single day. There are a lot of other diseases associated with being a diabetic. There's type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is something that you pass since a child, and type 2 is something that you get later in life. Type 2 generally deals with too much sugar, and sometimes that's because you've been a glutton like me, always eating sweets, and it's caught up to me and probably you as well. But associated with this disease also comes other issues. You could have kidney issues, you can have eyesight issues, you can even go blind, you can have gangrene, and you can lose toes, feet, ankles, legs. And I know someone right now who's lost two legs, both their legs. After having multiple other surgeries, it had to come down to the legs, and now he's in a wheelchair 24/7 because he just didn't manage his blood sugar the way that it should. I tell you this kind of as a PSA, public service announcement, and if you'd like to talk with me personally about it, help desk at privateofficer.com. I am going to take a quick break, but man, do I've got a lot of things to talk about today on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Dad.
Buzz driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and the state.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vests or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it. At 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, in New Hampshire, on Friday, a security officer was working at a medical facility. And this security officer was doing his job in the lobby of this 185-bed facility in Concord, New Hampshire. A rather small city, quiet for the most part. Of course, it has its crime like any city of any size. The security officer was an employee of the state of New Hampshire Department of Safety. He was working at a state psychiatric hospital for the mentally ill. The security officer was, I would imagine, just working like any other day, not really thinking too much about what might happen. But on this day, Friday, the 17th day of November, this security officer, Bradley Haas, 63, would work his last day. Because on this Friday, just this past weekend, Officer Haas was gunned down in the lobby of that hospital. Investigators with the New Hampshire State Police responded along with the City of Concord Police and other law enforcement agencies. They contained that shooter at the front of the building while surrounding and containing the rest of the perimeter. Police did fatally shoot that suspect. He was killed by a state trooper. The security officer received CPR, but unfortunately, he died en route to Concord Hospital. Bradley Haas was a dedicated employee of the state and of that medical facility. He had worked as a police officer for 28 years and rose to become the police chief. He lived in Franklin, New Hampshire, a small town about 20 miles away from where he was working on Friday. He had no inkling, I'm sure, of what was to take place at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Friday, the 17th day of November, 2023. And he certainly would have taken precautions if he knew. Police say that all the patients at the hospital were safe and that the state trooper who killed the shooter was not wounded either. The only person who was a victim, the only person who was murdered, the only person who was on the front line that day protecting the hospital like no one else did was Bradley Haas, the state security officer. Investigators with the New Hampshire State Police also searched and cleared a suspicious box truck near the scene. They determined that the truck was not equipped with explosives, but was probably involved. Right now, the state police and federal authorities don't really know why this suspect picked this location, this hospital, and shot this security officer. But one thing we do know categorically and without any doubt is that nationwide, security officers on the front line are being shot and killed daily. It used to be every 57 hours, according to our statistics. We had tracked the killings, the murders of security personnel over a number of years. And just before COVID, we came up with the number. We divided the hours and the number of security officers killed, and we found out that it was a little bit more than 57 hours a security officer was murdered. And now my team says it's much less than that. They're working on that number, but I'm assuming it's probably every 35, 36 hours, less than every 2 days. Nationwide, we also know that hospitals have had a substantial amount of violence. This shooting came weeks after 18 people were killed and 13 others injured in a mass shooting in Maine. We know that through the years, security officers at schools, at medical facilities, at stores, big box and shopping malls, apartments, and just about any imaginable location have become victims of homicide. And we also know unequivocally, without any doubt, that these security officers die 9 times out of 10 unarmed, alone, and without any two-way radio communication to dispatch or a secondary officer or anybody at all. And by the time they realize what's happening, it's just too late to pull a cell phone and try to call 911. It's just too late to run for cover. It's just too late to defend themselves because they're not armed and their killer was. I have preached, I have done everything that we can as an association for years to ring the bell, to sound the alarm. Having unarmed security these days in any situation is just setting them up to be a target and a victim of serious assaults or homicide. And I'm telling you what, and I hate to say I told you so, but I'm telling you that this is only increasing. If you are in tune with the media, like we are, with over 3,000 news sources that we peruse every single day, we can tell you that assaults and shootings of police officers are on the rise, whether the mainstream media wants to admit it or not. We can tell you that violence is at really an almost all-time high. I was just talking to someone today, as a matter of fact, and we were discussing juvenile violence. And they should know because they work in the field with children, with teenagers, with these criminally minded kids across the country. We're seeing the worst of the worst from teenagers, from kids as young as six. Look at the six-year-old who shot his teacher in the classroom in Newport News just not too long ago. Look at the statistics coming out of Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Most carjackings, and there's been over 300 carjackings this year, are being done by teenagers as young as 10. A security officer himself in Washington, D.C., about 12 days ago, was carjacked by two teenagers under the age of 16. He shot and killed one of them because that person reached into their waistband and pretended to have a firearm, but didn't. A second person who ran has since been arrested. When I come back, I want to talk about some true, hardened facts. And one of the things I'm going to talk about today is whippets. And if you don't know what whippets are, I'm going to inform you, because it's just another ill of our society. It's just another devastating drug. Wasn't even intentionally used for the purpose it's being used for, but it is now. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, Private Officer International. Coming right back. Across the country, there's a new three-digit emergency number if you're feeling suicidal, if you're experiencing a life crisis. 988 is now the three digits that you can dial, just like 911 across the country. You'll connect with mental health professionals, and the 988 number will connect you with the Crisis Lifeline, formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Line. Veterans can press 1 after dialing 988 to connect directly to the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, which serves our nation's veterans, service members, National Guard, and Reserve members, and those who support them. For text, veterans should continue to text the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, short code 838-255. Too many people experience suicidal crisis or mental health-related distress without the support and care that they need. But you're not alone. Simply pick up the phone and dial or text 988. Someone will answer that phone who is caring, understanding, and there to help you. 988. There is hope. Having a conversation over the Thanksgiving holiday, talking about the increase of flu and even COVID-19 coming back in some states. Many of you know that I'm a paramedic and also a firefighter, and we respond to all medical calls. There are 7 states, according to the CDC, that's really seeing an extreme level of flu already this early in the season. And those states include Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, and South Carolina. In fact, flu-like illnesses accounted for more than 3.5% of all emergency department visits last week. And also, respiratory viruses are also rising up about 1.27, and COVID-related visits also are creeping up in some states as well. Now, winter flu typically that season peaks in December or January, but apparently it decided to take an earlier visit. So far, the CDC is reporting at least 780,000 flu illnesses nationally, with about 8,000 hospitalizations and 490 flu-related deaths already, including a small child. As for the COVID, we could argue that it's not necessary to take the COVID shot, or it's not necessary to get the flu vaccine. Of course, the CDC recommends that if you're 6 months or older, that you get an annual flu vaccine, and for people 65 or older, that they also get that flu vaccine. Working in public safety, whether it be as a firefighter, paramedic, law enforcement, or even as a security officer, and you're working face-to-face, you're working with the public all day long, it's for your own protection to take whatever precautions necessary, whether that's wearing PPE or getting vaccines or whatever it might be. This is not a political statement or a political argument. We're talking about not only our health, but the health of others that we come into contact with. This is really more of a PSA than anything else. What my belief is doesn't necessarily coincide with the belief of all of our members or listeners. I just want to get this out, like I always do every single year, to be cautious. If you're sick, stay home. If you are easily, if you easily get the flu, or you easily get the colds repeatedly, or you have low metabolism, or you just can't fight off even the most common cold, take whatever precautions that you need, my friend. You need to stay healthy. And most of all, you definitely don't want to, pass off anything that you might have, nor do you want to receive anything that others have. So this is just for your own information, and I hope that all of you will look into what necessary steps you should take and take them accordingly.
When we're responding to emergency run, we need everybody's help to get there as fast as we can. So when you see the lights, move to the right.
Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933.
Nitrous oxide. You might be familiar with it if you've recently had dental work, a tooth pulled, you've been sedated for a operation or other medical procedure. It's colorless. Usually it's used in a medical facility, but on the street from the West Coast to the Atlantic Coast, it's known as something else. Both teenagers and older adults have used this drug to get high, and it's become a very popular party inhalant. You may hear of it referred to as Whippets or Whip It. The drug gets its name from whipped cream aerosol canisters that people often misuse for the gas inside, like huffing. These drugs create a high that lowers your mental and physical pain, and they're also known across the country for some of the cheapest, quickest highs. While whippets can result in severe brain damage, many don't even stop to think about the dangers associated with it. Whippets was a thing about 4 or 5 years ago, and then it slowly disappeared. Now, in the last 6 months, on the West Coast and on the East Coast and those states in between, people are stealing these canisters. They're putting them in balloons. They are using this medically proper drug. You know, it's when it's supervised and used properly, there's really no danger of harm. But nitrous oxide has become a quick way to get high, and it doesn't last very long. In fact, teenagers are stealing the cylinders from medical suppliers, even holding up some companies just for that canister, and then filling balloons. Now, some of the obvious signs of someone using this nitrous oxide are going to be balloons. If you stop a vehicle, if you approach a vehicle, especially with younger folks in it, and you look around and you see tons of balloons, empty or full, that's a sign that they may be using nitrous oxide. The other clear evidence of someone using this for a drug to be high is if they have the cylinder in the car, they'll often have it wrapped with a towel. And the reason for that is if you've ever used a laptop or computer spray can, an aerosol can, the can gets very cold as you press down on it. It's just a chemical reaction. Well, the same thing happens with the nitrous oxide. When they start using it, it actually has will be covered with frost. And so they will wrap that in a towel, a jacket, or some other item so that it doesn't get cold on their hands as they're holding the cylinder. And those cylinders can be similar to an oxygen tank, a large oxygen tank that you have to roll out on a dolly, or they could be as small as a can. This is becoming a very dangerous and addictive type of high, and one that's rather inexpensive, especially when you steal the nitrous oxide. I'm telling you this because we have talked about this previously, like I said, 4 or 5 years ago when it was pretty popular, and now that it's come back, and police, like I said, across the country are seeing not only teenagers and young adults, but kids. We're talking about 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, and older people as well, using this to get high. It's cheap. Like I said, it's easy, pretty easy to get a hold of, and it's just a quick high. It doesn't last that long. But if you're on patrol, or if you happen to be investigating a suspicious vehicle or person, and you are noticing a bunch of balloons, you might want to get some backup. Get law enforcement there, maybe even detain them if you are suspicious that they may be involved in the use of nitrous oxide, and you have the evidence there in front of you. It is illegal. This is not something that's just, you know, it's just whimsical and there's no danger. It's illegal in every state, and in some states it's a felony. So, and especially the theft of that nitrous oxide container may also be another charge. So be on the lookout. If you have any questions, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933. In the news this week, we've got a lot of things happening. But first, let me invite you to read our breaking news daily at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. It's still free. Sign up for our newsletters, just $50 a year, for all of the breaking news, officer down reports, statistical data, and a whole lot more. Go to privateofficer.org. Of course, you can also follow us on social media, facebook.com/privateofficer, twitter.com/privateofficer. Coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, our corporate office area, three security guards with the Charlotte Area Transit System, they're actually contractors with a security company, not employees of CATS, the light rail system, are under investigation and on the verge of being fired after a group of security officers caught on video dragging a man who had a prosthetic leg out of an area where he was sitting on a bench. They exchanged some words, and then this mob of security officers dragged him away from that area. The security company called Strategic Security Company, Strategic Security Corporation, just recently was awarded the contract. Now CATS, the Charlotte Area Transit System, CMPD, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police, and others are investigating to see if charges are warranted. A security officer in Evansville, Indiana, found a child, a small baby, left alone in a vehicle in the parking garage at Bally's Casino. Security notified police and they arrested 27-year-old Isaiah Jones, who said he'd only left him in the car for just a short time. Of course, video proved differently. He's been arrested on several charges, including driving while suspended, negligence of a dependent or child, and he had a warrant because he failed to appear on another criminal charge. A man has been charged with attempting to take a firearm from a hospital security officer in Texarkansas, Texas. Willie Kidd, 35, is currently being held at the Bi-State Detention Center on $50,000 bond. This occurred at the Christ of St. Michael Hospital. Hospital security were able to subdue him, place him into handcuffs until police arrived. Another incident that caught our attention out of our city of Charlotte, a security bouncer who was caught on video assaulting a customer, had no security company license and no security individual license. Gridiron Protection Services was hired by Billy Jack's Shack. But the Private Protective Service Board in Raleigh investigated and they said, no license. Police have charged him with a misdemeanor, but this happens across our country way too often. A man working as a security officer was arrested in Parkland, Florida. He was involved in drag racing and in stolen vehicles. Broward County Sheriff's Office arrested Anthony Rodriguez, who worked for the Interstate Security Corporation, on multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. He's currently locked up. A Potomac High School security officer in Virginia also arrested. Police said he had a firearm on school grounds, which wasn't permitted. Police arrested him, but he was able to bond out. A man suspected of beating and shooting to death his domestic partner, a special police officer, appeared in court last week. This very serious crime, we talked about this when it occurred. While Tashida Williams, 31, was off duty, the person that she trusted beat her to a bloody pulp and then took her Glock handgun and killed her. Police were able to quickly make an arrest. We're following this trial very closely. A Florida internet cafe security officer was killed during a robbery. It happened in Gaston County. Two armed men entered the internet cafe and tried to rob it. When the security officer intervened, he was shot to death. Kelvin Brown and Tyron Washington were caught soon thereafter. They've been charged with murder, felony murder, attempted robbery, possession of a firearm by convicted felons. The Gaston County Sheriff's Office would like anyone who has any other information to contact 850-627-9233. We have tried to make contact with the SO to get the name of the security officer. As of yet, no one's called back. An Alexander High School student assaulted a security officer in Laredo, Texas last week. Police quickly responded and arrested Reuben Ray Tobias, 18. He was arrested after he assaulted the security officer who was escorting him to an office because he had a concealed weapon. Tobias was charged with felony assault and with having a weapon. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, on the northeast section of Nashville, just outside of Nashville, about 15 miles or so, an attempted robbery of an armored truck left one man dead. Nope, not the security officers. Police quickly responded to the city of 158,000 near Nashville after a call of an armored truck robbery. The man fled just as police was pulling into the shopping center where this was occurring last Wednesday at 9:15 in the morning. Police quickly saw the suspect running into a Jason's deli and chased after him. The man ignored commands to surrender or drop his weapon. A police officer fatally shot the man, who was 44. Police did not say if any of the security officers were injured. Now the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is taking over the case. A man arrested after an investigation into an October shooting of a security officer in Rochester, New York. Four men now in custody after they are accused of shooting a security officer at a business in Rochester. The security officer was taken to the general hospital with gunshot wounds to his body. He was treated and he has survived. An Omaha man has been sentenced to prison after biting a security officer at the airport after he fled onto the tarmac. He's been given 15 months in federal prison. Joel Magwit, 21, pled guilty of interfering with security screening personnel, a felony that could carry up to 10 years in prison. In exchange for his guilty plea, prosecutors agreed not to seek a term of imprisonment of more than 15 months and probation. A man has been arrested after firing shots at a Kroger grocery store security officer. This happened in Cincinnati, Ohio. Again, last week, police responded to the Kroger's in Spring Grove Village on Monday. Philip Dyke, 44, now faces charges of aggravated and felonious assault, criminal damage, endangering, and discharging a firearm on a prohibited premise. Police officers responded after he was involved in an argument with store security, which then escalated with him pulling a firearm and shooting several times, the police report says, as the security officer was walking away from him with his back to him. Police say it's lucky that his gun jammed. Otherwise, we may have been looking at another fatal shooting of a security officer. Two people were sentenced last week in Las Vegas for assaulting a court federal security officer. The two individuals got into a heated altercation with security in which both individuals attempted to grab the security officer's firearm. They were subdued and taken into custody. Stephen Don Rimes, 22, was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for his role. Shai Bass, 42, was sentenced to 20 months. According to court documents, the security officer ordered both of them to leave the building, but they refused, got into a confrontation, and then tried to take the security officer's weapon. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers baseball team is ordered to pay $100,000 to a fan that was beaten by stadium security. We followed this for the last 3 years. There's been numerous allegations of baseball team security taking people out behind the field and beating them or pulling them out of the bleachers or stomping them in the parking lot. Now the team is ordered to pay $100,000. Four people were wounded after gunmen opened fire at a Walmart in Ohio, Beaver Creek, Ohio. Police responded. Security was in the store but was not injured. According to law enforcement, the shooting is still under investigation. Heroic actions by civilians and officers in Knox County, Tennessee. That's Knoxville. Police there was in a pursuit when one of the sheriff's departments crashed. Two civilians and an officer with the Knox County Sheriff's Office rescued the deputy that was trapped inside of the burning vehicle. Nearby officers was able to catch the fleeing suspect. These officers and civilians were definitely heroic. A suspect in the shooting of a South Beach, Florida security officer was arrested. Nope, not in Florida. He ran all the way west to Texas. I don't know if he ran. He could have drove. The suspect was involved in the shooting of a security officer in Miami-Dade. Police were able to track him down to a hotel. Police identified him as Dontavious Roberts. He is facing multiple felonies and has been extradited back to Florida. A Dodgers security officer, this is coincides with the story I just told you about the Dodgers, but now this is a Dodgers security officer who's been ordered to pay a fan after a melee in 2018 where he assaulted him. The judge ordered him to pay $105,000 in punitive damages. The man was beaten for no reason. The court found in a trial that the security officer was the aggressor. The panel awarded 131,780 in punitive damages, and then reduced it to $105,000. We have many other stories that you may want to look at. They're excellent training pieces, informational pieces. I could sit here all day and read the stories and still not get through them. Private Officer Breaking News, blogspot.com.
Each day, those that protect and service in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
I don't want to go blind from diabetes.
I don't want to lose a foot or a leg.
I don't want to have kidney failure, so I'm taking control.
I'm controlling my diabetes.
It's making a huge difference.
I'm eating healthy and staying physically active.
I'm taking my medicine.
If I can do it, anyone can.
Control your diabetes for life. Call 1-800-438-5383.
For the rest of the year, on the radio programs, we'll be bringing you more information about some really big happenings in the upcoming 2024 we're very excited about. And we'll be introducing a couple of new opportunities for you to own businesses that you can afford to be part of and that you can make a good living, and have all of the support and training and all of the other components that go with it. We'll be discussing that during the upcoming weeks. We'll also introduce a brand new concept in private law enforcement, and although that might still be new to many of you out there, trust me, it's a real thing, and we'll be introducing you to a brand new business, a brand new concept that will be serving a number of states. I'll also talk more about the Uniform Real-Time Crime Center, something that I introduced to you earlier in the year. Some of you may have heard that part of the radio show. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you understand it. Maybe you don't. But that's what I'm here for, to inform, educate, and entertain, of course, occasionally, but we're going to have a lot of great stuff happening in 2024, I can guarantee it. But first, we've got to get through the next 4 weeks or so, 4.5 weeks, and hopefully we do that without, you know, a whole lot of injuries or any deaths to private security, private law enforcement, or law enforcement at large. As you can tell by my monologue earlier on and by the news topics in today's news headlines, there's a lot of violence out there, and there's no way to get around it. There's no way to soft pedal it. And I am very concerned, I have been for quite some time, about what's going to happen in the next few weeks, months, the next year, as security takes on more and more tasks of law enforcement, as they are put out on patrols on city streets and city parks, schools, and other places where they're going to have frequent interactions with the public, and I can guarantee you 100% they won't all be positive outcomes. Are we really ready? I have asked that question to so many people, so many security company owners, law enforcement, friends in legal businesses, and myself, who's been around this for a long time, decades. I'm worried. I'm confident that there are some companies who will be able to stand straight and perform above expectations. And be able to assess the dangers and to follow through with the force necessary that's reasonable. But in other situations, you know, I'm afraid, and I hope that you are too. That's why it's important that we all unite together and become part of this association, Private Officer International, unlike any others in the U.S. We need to come together, support each other, train, get together more often, communicate among ourselves instead of silently performing our task and not really reaching out to others in the field. It's really time that we get involved. If you have suggestions as to how we can better communicate, how we can train as a group, how we can support one another, please email us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I promise you that this coming year, we're going to really do everything that we can to support this profession, to support the folks who work in it, and include some other organizations, including regulatory agencies. We need to be talking to the people making the rules. We need to be talking to the people making the laws, the legislators, and we have been able to reach out to some of them in the past, and we've made some really good strides in changes in the law and training and so forth. There's still going to be some of you who don't believe that you're going to need any more additional training, that you don't need to be communicating with anyone else in the security or private police field, that you don't need any help, that you got it. You got it handled. You got everything that you need. Unfortunately, I hear that way too often. I don't care if you've been a cop for 40 years like me. I don't care if you've been in the security business for 40 years like me. I don't care if you have been military, GI, I've been there, bro, sister. I have done that. I have learned along the way. And I'm not saying anything big about me, but one of my things that, you know, I've always been recognized for is I always learn. I love to learn. I want to learn. I want to know. I want to see how things can be done differently. I want to see what other people are doing. But unfortunately, many people out there are not like that. They're not in that position. They don't think that way. They don't act that way. They don't want to be part of it. And unfortunately for them, they're going to be the ones, or they probably have been the ones who've been hurt, injured, or possibly killed. Together in 2024, let's stand straight, let's stand tall, let's stand together. Please email us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com with any suggestions, and let's get this done next year. We'll be back on the radio program in a week. Y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.